Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association. Missouri produces wood pallets, railroad ties, white oak barrels, hardwood floors, and more. Details on the variety of products made in the state are at choosewood.com.
It's Thursday, April 4th, 2024. This is The Gateway. I'm Jason Rosenbaum. Ahead, Mike Mills enjoyed nearly 30 years of success with the rock band R.E.M. Then he applied his skills to a new musical world, writing classical concerto.
It was terrifying, but the band had broken up and I was sort of at loose ends trying to figure out how I was going to proceed with music or life in general. And I know I can write melody. If there's anything I can do, it's come up with some melodies.
St. Louis Public Radio's Jeremy Goodwin speaks with Mills about his latest work. First, the news. The Missouri House Wednesday passed a resolution that would make it harder to amend the state's constitution. As St. Louis Public Radio's Sarah Kellogg reports, the vote comes as a similar Senate resolution awaits House debate.
The House resolution requires both a simple majority of votes and a majority of Missouri's 8 congressional districts to pass any proposed constitutional amendment through the initiative petition process. Supporters of the legislation say the change is to make sure rural voters have more of a voice in the process. Democratic Representative Michael Burton said for people in more populous counties, their vote would be diluted.
I just can't wrap my head around the fact that you're going to tell my constituents that they are not equal when they go to vote.
A House committee recently reinstated some language on a Senate resolution that was the cause of a filibuster from Senate Democrats. If passed in the House because of the changes, that would have to go back to the Senate. In Jefferson City, I'm Sarah Kellogg, St. Louis Public Radio.
The Missouri House voted down an effort to steer more money to child abuse investigators. Currently, investigators for the Children's Division have a starting salary of around $43,000 a year. Democratic State Representative Kerry Engel of Jackson County tried to shift more money to the employees who look into claims of abuse and neglect, who she says are not paid enough to stay on the job.
The budget is a moral document. It shows what we value, where we're putting our money, where we're putting our taxpayer money, and what is a better use of that than ensuring the safety of the children in all of your districts?
But House Budget Chairman Cody Smith said on Tuesday that a state treasurer's fund that Engel was trying to steer money from wasn't the appropriate choice. Members of the Senate could try to resurrect the additional funds for child abuse investigators when they take up the budget. Leaders from the Federal Health Resources and Services Administration visited St. Louis on Wednesday to discuss what federal officials could do to reduce maternal and infant deaths. St. Louis Public Radio's Sarah Fenton reports that the officials took part in a discussion with dozens of providers from around the state who received federal funding from the agency.
Missouri's the first stop on the health agency's tour of states that receive a lot of federal funding or have a high need for federal investment in maternal and infant health. Missouri's one of the only 4 states that saw an increase in infant mortality between 2021 and 2022, according to federal data. Its maternal mortality rate is higher than the national average. Agency Administrator Carol Johnson says collecting stories from people who benefit from community health clinics and other federally funded programs creates support for future funding.
Our hope is that by telling the stories of moms and programs here today and doing that around the country, it will help to ensure that we're able to continue and grow these programs.
Johnson says the roundtables could also encourage grantees to work together. I'm Sarah Fenton, St. Louis Public Radio.
The Democratic National Convention will be in Chicago later this summer. Planners say they want the 4-day event to be considerate of the environment. WBEZ's Juan Pablo Ramirez-Franco has more.
The DNC has hired 2 Chicago-based sustainability advisors, Brightbeat and Purpose. Work has yet to begin, but the plan is to rethink how food is discarded and event material can be reused in the future with 50,000 visitors coming to town. Matt Hill is a spokesman with the DNC.
We're really excited to bring on local climate sustainability experts to figure out the best practices and tools that we can use to make sure that we deliver one of the most sustainable conventions in American history.
Both of the businesses the DNC hired are owned by women. Juan Pablo Ramirez Franco, WBEZ News.
Mike Mills sold over 60 million albums as bassist and songwriter with R.E.M., which emerged from the college rock scene of the 1980s to become one of the world's most successful bands. Now he's blending genres with his concerto for orchestra and rock band. Mills and violinist Robert McDuffie will perform it Friday with the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra in a program that also includes orchestral interpretations of R.E.M. songs. St. Louis Public Radio's Jeremy Goodwin asked Mills what it's like to venture into the classical world.
I love melody, and so now I can not only write melody for my bass lines and for Bobby's violin, but I can write melody for, you know, tens of other instruments and parts. For me, it's just so satisfying to be able to have these melodies play off each other and diminuendo and the crescendo and all these beautiful things you can do with it that I've never really been able to work with before.
At the time you started this project, R.E.M. had already retired. You had spent decades at the international level of a beloved group, and now you're wading into something where you're kind of a newbie. I wonder how that was for you.
It was terrifying, to be honest with you. When Bobby first asked me, I said, "You're crazy. Why are you talking to me about this?" But, you know, like you said, the band had broken up, and I was sort of at loose ends trying to figure out how I was going to proceed with music or life in general. And this gave me something to focus on. And I know I can write melody. If there's anything I can do, it's come up with some melodies. And the challenge was to come up with enough structure and enough melody to last for a half-hour piece.
Well, one of the movements of the concerto features themes from Night Swimming, the gorgeous song from Automatic for the People.
Night swimming deserves a quiet night.
Are there other explicit references to R.E.M. songs in there?
No, that's the only R.E.M. reference. Bobby actually insisted that Night Swimming be part of this. He thinks it's a beautiful song, and I think he really wanted to play that song. So I said, well, that's great. It is something I wrote and something I'm proud of. So we'll put that in as one of the movements and one less thing I had to write. You know, one thing that we always were concerned about in R.E.M. was the quality of the songs. Songwriting is the hardest part of all of this. So we were always very proud of the fact that we wrote really good songs.
Are there particular skills as a songwriter or rock musician or rock star that you found translated and really helped you out in this world?
Well, having the nerve to do this in the first place was something I had to draw on my whatever self-confidence I have, because it's a daunting thing. If you've never, you know, written for classical audiences, I know how discerning they can be. So I just had to rely on the fact that I've been successful as a songwriter and as a melodist, and just try to apply those skills to what I'm doing. I think the signature piece of the movement is the Star Dancer's Waltz. It's kind of a musical journey. It actually goes from dreamy and beautiful into what feels to me like a storm at sea, and then comes back into the quiet beauty of the piece. We're trying to show folks that you can enjoy rock and roll and you can enjoy classical, and sometimes you can enjoy them at the same time.
Our David Kozaris edited that report. Brian Heffernan is the interim news director for St. Louis Public Radio, a member-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis. Music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, and this has been The Gateway.
Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, providing more than 41,000 jobs in the production of wood pallets, railroad ties, white oak barrels, hardwood floors, and more. Details at choosewood.com.